Bobby Rivers, alone in a world that doesn't want him. We can rebuild him, make him better than he was before. Better, stronger, blacker. Mocha.
Let me entertain you. Just bring your ears on over here. Hi, I'm Bobby Rivers. It is time for more Mocha, Man of a Certain You and Age. We are here to talk about movies, talk about Broadway, talk about life, talk about news, talk about family, talk about whatever the hell we want. And who is we? Myself and the totally remarkable, extraordinary, fabulous, and divine Keith Price.
Hello.
This is how you should have been introduced on radio in the past. And I'm going to introduce you like this on a podcast.
Why you start? Don't start no stuff. That's all right. Like, we are all in a better place.
You know, and we love talking about the arts. I love talking about film. Keith loves talking about theater. And tell them where they can find you on social media.
On the social media, I'm at KP Curtain Call on Twitter. At Keith Price Curtain Call on Instagram and Keith Price on the Facebook.
Excellent. And you could find me on Twitter too, Bobby Rivers TV. And it's also Bobby Rivers TV on Facebook. Now,
we'll be having our Mocha page. We'll work it out.
Oh, and can I give a shout out, a hello, and a thank you to New Jersey's own John Cormas, because he sent me a message and went, dude, the story about you and HUD. And he's a straight guy. And he said it was brilliant. and it's all true.
The only difference was he didn't have Satin Doll in the background.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
If every story in our life could have Satin Doll in the background, life would be so much easier.
Don't you know? Don't you know? All right. Are you familiar with Paley Center Media?
Yes.
All right. Paley Center, there is a New York chapter and a chapter in Los Angeles. And Paley Center really celebrates the TV arts. They put a lot of attention on reuniting people who did TV shows in the past and talking about them. They had the MTV VJs in.
Yes.
1 year. I'm going to sound a little selfish, but just bear with me. The VH1 VJs never get attention like that.
Nope.
And we were.
You know why?
Why?
Because you were old! You guys were old then, and you're old now. Nobody wants to look at old. We need new, young, flashy pop star. We don't even do videos anymore. That's how fierce we are. You see, that's where you are, sir.
That's probably.
That's how that goes.
But, you know, Rosie O'Donnell was one of us. She was one of the VJs.
And you notice she don't talk about it either.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
No, it's just me. Just me up here like Angela Lansbury in Dear World.
Oh, my God, I love a Broadway reference. Jerry Herman.
Well, the Paley Center in New York is reuniting a TV cast, and I am so glad. This cast is so deserving. One of my favorite shows on TV, it was on HBO, the cast of Oz.
Okay,
first of all, let me tell you this.
Can we get tickets to that?
Man, I don't know. Can you work your magic?
I don't know. That's like one of those that I need tickets and a lot of lube. And I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Like memory.
It's either Paley Center or another David Geffen Christmas party. So, because I read. That's how I know.
That's how I know. That's
knowledge is power. But Oz went on for, God, was it 9 seasons? Mm-hmm. It had a long run.
It had a long run.
And we're looking, it was basically a great soap opera for men because my buddies, straight and gay, on a Sunday night would go, I gotta go.
Must see TV. Must see Chris Maloney TV.
And that's what it was. I mean, I was like, are you kidding me? My straight buddies on Monday morning going, boy, you think those two guys are going to stay together? You know?
I mean, you know, because it's prison.
Because they, you know, they love each other, right? I know one's a killer, but they really love each other. And
he's a killer with a heart of gold.
He's a killer with a heart. He really loves it. And the other one, he was there for like bad driving,
For bad drunk driving.
Yep. And the thing, okay, they were all in prison because they committed a crime. To me, the biggest crime was that not a one of those cast members ever got an Emmy nomination. All right, really? You had Chris Maloney, Lee Turgeson, they played the couple. Mm-hmm. There was J.K. Simmons as
my God, the Oscar-winning J.K. Simmons.
Yes, went on and got the Best Supporting Actor for Whiplash. He was like the Nazi guy.
He was head of the Nazis.
There was Dean Winters, Eamon Walker, B.D. Wong, and how the TV Academy never gave an Emmy nomination to Rita Moreno as Sister Pete. Man, wasn't that a brilliant performance all those seasons?
Fabulous.
The prison psychiatrist, who was also a nun.
Couldn't believe that. It was what a great kind of juxtaposition of a character. Like, I'm sure for her as an actress, she could not wait to get a role like that. Like, what? I'm a nun? I'm she was like a former, well, she was married before.
Right.
And then something had happened to the husband. Uh-huh. And then that's when she became the nun after the husband. And then it was like, you know, she like is dealing with these like hardened ass criminals.
And they never messed with her.
They never messed. Except she said once that I think Christopher Maloney flashed her.
Oh. Oh, but, yeah, I remember.
But yes. Yeah. Shit, that ain't nothing to complain about.
And she did not judge that relationship because, right?
As a Catholic. Interesting. I didn't even think of that.
Right. She never did. And that's how I'm watching it as a Catholic because, you know, with my late partner, when we were together and I would go to church and then I'm hearing, well, you know what's wrong. And it's like, this is my church. Come on. I'm trying to help somebody with a terminal illness. And you're telling me I don't belong here, but you want me to put some money in the envelope? Oh, right. Come on.
And where is Jesus then for them? That's my question, because that don't sound like the Jesus I remember reading about.
Right.
Call me weird.
And the thing about us, one of my favorite part-time jobs, you know, sometimes a lot of us in the arts have, a side job. And I was a clerk at an independent video store in New York's Chelsea area at Video Blitz. I loved that job. It was like Cheers with VHS tapes. That's what it was like.
Because it was before the DVD.
It was before the DVD. And most of the guys on Oz had been our customers. Because Oz used to shoot near where we were located. And also in that area, they had a number of casting offices. So we would watch.
Well, Barry Levinson's, his production office is actually right on.
That's right.
12th Street.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, 12th and Hudson. Wherever Hudson and 12th Street meet, that's where it is, yeah. It's
now, fabulous. Now, wherever you're listening right now, if you were in New York City back in the day and you remember Chelsea, Video Blitz was on 17th and 8th.
Right.
And we were downstairs from the Chelsea Gym, which was upstairs. And the Chelsea Gym was known for being an all-male gym.
No.
Yes. And I think that, and if you worked at Video Blitz and you were a guy, you could work out in the Chelsea Gym for free. Mm-hmm. I did not need that. Temptation. I did not need the temptation or the humiliation. Because
I do have to go to work later.
I did, yeah.
My shift starts in an hour.
No one.
Can we wrap this up real quick?
No one wanted to see this big black butt. In a wrapped up in a white towel,
man.
Unless they wanted to show movies. Turn around!
Stop.
And I think Chris Maloney used to work at the Chelsea Gym as one of the few straight guys there.
Dear God in heaven.
And a nice guy.
That is just not.
Do you? Right. Okay. All right.
He used to not even be doing that. That's mean.
Here's another Chris Maloney story. Because I used to see him in the neighborhood a lot, and not that gym, but mm-hmm. there was another gym, like the more mainstream,
yeah, more, like a Bally's or something.
Yes. So Chris Maloney and I belonged to the same gym, and all.
Wait. Stop.
Yes. I know. I said it
that
like
sentence. Say it again.
Chris Maloney and I.
When you take a moment to think.
Yeah, I know.
The humor is fabulous. Come on now.
Come on. So, if you went to this gym, you know what? It would be so much worse if we actually had cocktails here while we did this podcast.
This is no sleeping cliff bar.
It really is. So, when Chris Maloney would walk into the gym, you could kind of tell which show he was shooting that week mm-hmm. by the way he walked. Now, when he came into the gym, if he would smile at you, and he was always friendly, if he went and helped you lift weights or something mm-hmm. like that, if he's that polite, he's doing Law and Order. if he's
pushing you out of the way.
Right, if he strutted in like he had a Johnson the size of a Yule log, but he...
We're just going to take a quick moment to say, hey, Chris Maloney, how you doing?
And
Merry Christmas.
And he had a little look of crazy in his eye. Went, oh, he's doing Oz.
Just the way I liked him. Just a little crazy in the eye. Oh,
but a good actor, and they should have been nominated for Emmys.
One of those guys. You know the actor...
Which one? Excuse me.
That played Adebisi.
Yes. How did he keep that little hat on his head?
Yes. Because I had one of those hats once. I could never keep it on my head. It would always bunch up at the top, and it would look like a fez, and it would never sit right.
I did the same thing, but mine had a little propeller.
he's another one of those, like, he's this brilliant actor. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant. He's been having a little fun run with a couple of independent movies as of late.
Yeah.
But he hasn't had, like, a big, huge screen breakthrough. But, I mean, honey, that's some deep, beautiful, black, dark chocolate, honey.
Really?
And
that whole cast. Mm-hmm. Lee Turgeson, the one who was the boy. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but Lee Turgeson is one of the guys singing Bohemian Rhapsody in Wayne's World.
No.
Yes, he's in that. That's been, no. Yes. You look at Wayne's World and said, yes, oh my God.
That's the queen.
That's the guy getting banged by Chris Maloney in prison.
And Chris Maloney, in his own way in that character, I remember, he's the one that when... Turgeson's character gets released.
Yeah, yes.
Fucks him over so that he can come back.
I know.
I'm like, and see, this is where, at that point, okay. The love doesn't need to be that strong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And don't you know that the next day at work, all the straight guys are around the coffee. Did you see that last night?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Could you believe that he treated his boyfriend like that?
What?
And I'm thinking, you know what? This is
right. It's not right.
I can't get a date, and you too. You guys are, you know, if you're not talking about football, you're talking about Oz.
Two experiences that involve a lot of men, none of which I can have. Thanks. Thanks for that. I'm going to go to HR because this is a hostile working environment.
It really is. Is there anybody here who can talk about Patti LuPone with me? I just need a LuPone moment.
Can the adults please smoke?
All right. I got a movie for you. Have you ever seen White Bird in a Blizzard? All right. This movie came out in 2014. Now, here's why I always wanted to be on a news or entertainment show talking about movies. Instead of, you know, okay, let the guys go on and review the movies. Let mm-hmm. me tell people about movies that aren't getting a lot of attention mm-hmm. that you should see. Chris Maloney is so brilliant in this movie. And he's playing against his own type. He plays a dorky, passive 1980s husband. He's so good and heartbreaking in this movie. Mm-hmm. He's got, it's a very unhappy suburban household because the daughter is just fed up with the overbearing mother. The mother disappears, and the mystery is, did she run away with the daughter's boyfriend? I know. It's like a reverse Mildred Pierce. Well, what? Yes. And Chris Maloney.
As the mousy husband?
He's the mousy husband. Stop. That the daughter loves. You. And that's all I'm going to tell you about it. It's Shailene Woodley. Plays yes. the daughter. It's White Bird in a Blizzard. If you're a Chris Maloney fan, you need to see that film. He's excellent in it. Mm. And it really shows you more of his acting chops. Because, mm-hmm. you know, let's face it, we get so caught up in his brawniness that it's like we
really, you notice that I haven't really, I'm staring at you, but I'm not really listening to what you're saying because
yeah, you were,
I'm just thinking you know about what? Him because
I, you know what was so weird about that moment is I could actually see the thought bubbles above your head. And how dare you? How dare you be doing that to Chris Maloney? Because you know he's a married man.
He's a married man. And let me just tell you something. Again, you know, as we talk about bringing our different experiences in to the room,
yeah.
one of the last, like that last year or so when I was at Sirius, I got to meet him.
We
had
him
in the room for the interview. And I have the he's on my Facebook page if y'all go look. You want to see me next to Chris Maloney. And yes, my hands almost took the moment and just grabbed his ass. I almost did it. And I caught myself because, A,
uh-huh.
I did see Oz, and he probably could kick my ass right in that room. Yeah, you know? And B, in spite of the fact that it's already inappropriate behavior, I chose to refrain from embarrassing myself because, God damn it, that man is how you do in every... Every moment of, I mean, he's, first of all, he gave me the hug and it was like, Jesus Christ, he's solid as a rock. Like, and then it was like, I just,
if doesn't
I
could that just... scare you sometimes when you do?
Well,
oh Lord.
When you say
mercy.
Scares me, in what way exactly
you know
do you
what?
Mean?
If we don't get TV work out of this, I am going to be so pissed. Because we are. I really, really am. Because, you know.
That's like the first time I think that we've ever done this that I've actually drifted off. Like, honestly, just drifted off in my mind. Like, is that Christopher Maloney naked in my head?
And his head tilt. He did the Doris Day head tilt as those thought bubbles appeared above his head. Oh. Possess
and you
me.
Were really, and you were really having a serious conversation, and I'm just looking talking, away. Like,
well, I'm used to this because Whoopi used to do this to me when I did.
Would she walk away dreaming of Christopher Maloney too? Because I know he's a type.
When I was doing, if you don't know this, folks, there were 2 years in my life that were really nice. However, they seemed surreal because I was doing live weekday radio with Whoopi Goldberg. She had a Monday through Friday morning radio show on Premier Radio. She brought me in to talk about movies and other entertainment aspects and, you know, try to make her laugh, which I did. I'm proud to say mm-hmm. I made her laugh. And I would sit right next to her and do radio. Mm-hmm. So we'd be face-to-face, as you and I are now, mm-hmm. and I would be doing a live segment telling her about a movie, and then she would suddenly turn and make a phone call.
Do I have Chris Maloney's number in my phone?
And and it's just like on stage, it went, I got to keep going. But it's like, she's dialing a phone.
She's dialing a number.
She's dialing a number. And then we get, I go underneath the desk and go, hey, are we going to get together and have lunch? God damn it, I'm doing a segment here. I'm on live.
But see, that's the testament to who you are. Like because you did not let that disturb you.
I kept on going.
It's like Christopher Maloney could have come into the room naked in the middle of your segment.
And I would have.
You would have still finished your segment.
Yes.
Mad about it,
but I'd have finished it.
So people do not understand when you are a consummate professional as Bobby Rivers.
And Keith Price.
You're being very kind. Because I just stopped talking.
But you know what? Person.
I'll stop and just, wow.
But you know what? Because I'm used to that. When I lived in Milwaukee, and the guys would go, hey, you know, we're the disco era. We're going to the bars in Chicago. You want to come along? Yeah. You know, in my head, I'm here, boom, chicka, wah, wah.
We just need someone to watch the car while we go inside.
You know, it was like that. No, I'm not. I'm gonna tell you all the truth. We go to this bar in Chicago. I had never been in a back room. We go downstairs.
Wait, would you like Harvey Weinstein and Torch?
It's worse.
What am I gonna do?
We get into the back room, and I'm looking, and I went, "Oh my God, it's like Caligula down here." And the next thing I know, I'm holding three coats. That's why they wanted me to go, so they could save a couple of goddamn bucks on coat check.
We brought our own personal valet to the orgy. Poor Julius Caesar and Nero are just rolling in their graves.
I have never, ever, ever admitted that to anyone while I have been on the East Coast. Well, I swear, hand on a Bible and the grave of Judy Garland, that is a true story.
That's a good thing. You weren't hanging out with a bunch of women. You've been holding their purses while they're out there getting their swerve on.
Oh, God. I was sipping water. He just made me do the DTST. That's the it. Danny Thomas spit take.
Gotcha. I mean, really. Okay. I'm here for the orgy. Bobby will be taking your coat.
Hey, Rivers. Did you have a good time?
Yeah. It was just really nice. Someone brought chintz.
Ooh, suede.
It's like you're there. You're basically there to keep the coats from getting dirty because of the floor activity.
Really? Man, and you know what? I thought my hormones were going to be spinning like they were in a giant teacup at Disneyland. Wee! We're going on vacation! Wee! Mm-hmm. Nothing.
I got on that sticky Ferris wheel. The one where the car doesn't really swing down. So you just kind of like swing out on the end and you just hold it.
I'm sitting there. You can make a pot roast. That's wonderful. It's another show tune reference, folks.
The grass is always greener. Woman of the Year, Lauren Bacall. She won the Tony, which was number two, after applause back in 1971 or 72. I can't remember. Needless to say.
And there you have it.
Bobby the coat check girl.
And that's why we watch Chris Maloney.
And the cast of Oz.
Oh, man. We've got to check. You know what? Paley Center, you never invited the VH1 VJs in to talk. Hook a brother up with a couple of tickets so we can sit there in the front row and drool. Chris Maloney, Lee Turgeson, Dean Witters, and even Rita Moreno. Fabulous.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh well. C'est la vie. Okay. La vie. We're going to be back with more Mocha, Man of a Certain You and Age after a short break. Stay with us.
Mocha.